Today's message is the heart of worship, and it builds on the message that we had last week that was titled Defeating Fear. We know that one of the greatest obstacles to true worship and trust in God is fear. And in the path of defeating fear, when we move to this place where we do not desire to be controlled by the fear that comes against us, we understand the path of defeating our fears and overcoming stress is found in true worship. Worship unto God is power. It's not just a phrase that we proclaim, but it is a power when we embrace worship for what God has intended it to be. Our stress and fears fall away in the worship of our loving, perfect, and almighty God. We have the privilege to give our lives fully to the one who formed us. God did not make us and create us so that we would be at a distance. No, he formed us that we would be united with him through this powerful gift called worship. True worship. So today we're going to look at what true worship looks like. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, scripture that most of us have heard throughout our life, Isaiah reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Now look closely again at this passage. "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Hope is in the heart of those that truly worship God. Those who hope in what? In the Lord. For our hope has found its home in many things throughout our life. From being a little child, there were things that we set our hearts upon, to all the way growing as those that enter into their elderly years. Hope has been found in multiple places in our journey in this life. But hope belongs in one place, and that place is in the Lord. Have your hopes been dashed before? Everyone has set their hope in something, and it didn't occur. Others had envisioned things that then life will be complete, and it showed up and they realized that is not way, that did not make my life complete. I hear these athletes that give so much to obtain goals, and I've heard testimonies before of men that have given their lives to playing football, and their ultimate goal was to win a Super Bowl, and when it happened, they thought that they would feel the highest of high. And I remember hearing a testimony from a quarterback that won Super Bowl. And he said the thing that startled his heart more than anything else is when he won it, as he entered into his home and things got quiet, it was like, I've worked for this all my life. But it's not enough. It's not enough. But if our hope is in God, he is always enough. See, we defeat fear and stress with hope in God. Again, what is your hope set within? If we are people of true worship, our hope is not rested in anything else. Our hope is fully vested and resting in God. Let's go further. Isaiah 40, 31. "But those who hope in the Lord," you know this word, "will renew their strength. It's no question. If our hope is seated and presses through whatever life brings, we will face the joy of renewal. And if we feel that renewal is not necessary, then we have allowed our hope to be in something else that is fueling our lives. But if our hope is in God, we understand God is a God who renews us. And that renewing is encountered every day. You've heard the term renewable energy. You've heard that term before? It's very popular today. It's forms of energy that look like, that come from natural sources such as sunlight, wind, and even water are few. And it's renewable because nature provides it unlimited. And if you harness the strength of the sun or the strength of the wind or hydro, water, that energy is perpetual. It's renewable. And the same thing is true in our relationship with God. We need renewing if the energy of God is going to remain in us. Another way of saying that, we need renewal daily if the strength of God is going to remain in us. Now, when I was young, I remember somebody came to school with one of these, a calculator, and I looked on it, where's the batteries? And what's that strange little chips or whatever it looked like to me at that time. What's that little screen on it? And they told me it was solar powered. I said, what do you mean? It gets power from light. And all of us, we take these for granted. No need for batteries because it's renewable energy that comes from light. And it doesn't even have to be the light outside. It can be the light within. Renewable is the strength of God. If we rely on what happened back when we said the sinner's prayer to be that which strengthens us, we will surrender our strength. And when fear comes, when the heart is not renewed, fear and stress will win out. But we see this, in the renewing of the Lord, we defeat fear and stress when we are daily renewed. True worship is daily renewal in God. It's like this. What light touches your life more than any other light? You see, pastors, it's the sun. Well, let me bring it to this point. When light comes to you, is it the light of the screen that has more of your attention? Is it the light of the attitudes of the world that try to illuminate how we feel? Is it information that we choose to set our eyes upon that comes and radiates into our spirit? What light is encountering us in our lives? Is it the sunlight of Jesus daily encountering our hearts and pouring forth his energy of renewal within us? Has Jesus had your attention this week to renew his strength within you? If you take this calculator, this solar calculator, you put it in a drawer, it's not going to work. If you go into a room that is not well lit, there's no light, it's not going to be able to function in what it was designed to be. Same way with us. We were designed to have the renewable energy of God in us. And those that overcome fear and stress understand the beauty of sitting before the sunlight of God and allowing him to renew us. Not only that, we understand the power of the wind of the Holy Spirit that moves in us, that strengthens us, and gives us that energy to move forward in the things of God. When the wind of fear blows, we're not worried about it because we know there is a greater force that we trust in, and the wind of the Holy Spirit is seeking to encounter us each and every day. Do we position ourselves for that wind to come? And then we know this, so much of electricity comes forth through water, the power of water. In the life of a believer, living water brings forth the renewal of God in us. The living water from the living Word of God makes us filled with the strength of God. So that when stress arises, we do not put our hope in our condition. We do not put our hope in the environment that is around us. But we put our hope where it belongs, and that is the source that renews our strength each and every day. The wind of the Holy Spirit, the light of the Word of God, the light of the Son of God, and the living water of His Word reaching us. Minus that, we'll be overcome. Minus that, our hope will be surrendered, because you know you hope in that which you know. See that? You hope in that which you know. Worship, true worship, is daily renewal in God. And then we go further. Isaiah 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will, say that word with me, soar on wings like eagles. Not a question. They will. Those who have put their hope in God, those that are being renewed by His strength and His energy within them, they will soar on wings like eagles. Now, to soar, what does that really mean? When I first thought about that word soar, all I could think about is the liberty of an eagle just flying to the heights of where his heart desired to be. And I thought of it sort of like a comfortable journey, you know, something that was just filled with ease. But soaring is not an easy journey. I saw this image the other day. And it was a hawk that was in this gust of wind that was blowing. And this forceful wind that was coming against it, the hawk was positioning its body in perfect alignment to that force. And his head was as still as a concrete wall as he targeted the earth looking for his nourishment. And it was amazing because you could tell his feathers were in great motion, but he was able to soar in the winds that were coming against him, and he used them to his advantage to be nourished as he hunted for that next meal. See, we defeat fear and stress when we soar. The winds of life will be fierce. And what will those winds cause our trust? What will those fears do to our trust in God? Because winds of change, winds of fire, winds of difficulty are what? They're coming. We've experienced things in our lives that we never thought would happen, yet what? We soared. Because that which was meant for our destruction, God gave us ability to allow it to lift us to higher places. Winds of life are intense, and they have not come to destroy you. They have come to lift you to higher places in your hope in God. You know, Drew, when you've been through a hellish experience and you've survived it, And you see God's substance, God's peace in that journey. You don't fear like you did before. Because you know, you look back and realize that that wind that you thought would destroy you, God allowed it to be something that took you to places of confidence in Him, that if you had not experienced those winds, you would not know the security that you truly have in God. In the same way in our life, stuff will happen. And it never comes to destroy us. Now, let me make that clear. It'll come to set up our destruction, but God will intervene to take that which was meant for harm and bring about the greatest good. So, soar. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. God will teach us to soar as we face the most fierce winds in life. And further, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will run and not grow weary. When you have hope and things come against you, you don't surrender that hope in God, because you know if you surrender that hope, you will not be renewed. You know that you will not soar, and you know that you will just stop and not move forward. But when you know that your hope is in God, when He tells you faith is a course, faith is a track that you run upon, you will continue to run with the knowledge that you will not grow weary. Years ago, and I've shared this multiple times, there was a man that wanted his life over. He was sick of life. But he had a family. And he says, if I go and take a gun and shoot myself, my life insurance policy will not pay out. And my family will be in terrible financial conditions. So he had a plan. And his plan was, I'm overweight. I'm totally out of shape. And if I go and I start running long distances, I'll drop dead of a heart attack. That was his plan. Somebody say that. If you're going to be wicked about killing yourself, that was his plan. And he knew if he dropped dead of a heart attack, his family would have that money to educate the children and to provide for their needs. So he started running. And when I say running, he ran distance. Something strange started happening. He didn't drop dead of a heart attack. He didn't. His knees weren't hurting as bad, because as he was running, he was losing weight. He was getting strength to his body. He started running more. I got to die. I got to die. I got to die. That was his outlook. I'm going to die. I'm going to keep running. But he kept running and running and running. And he started feeling better. His outlook started to change. And as some people, I was never a runner. Who here? Don't hide. Who here was on the track team at high school? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. Put it high. I want to see. And these were all the runners on the, Belinda, all right. What was your event that you ran? All right. Well, there's something called, which I've never experienced, is the runner's high. It's like you get in this zone and you thought you were going to die, but all of a sudden what felt weary becomes strength. And you just run and you get in that zone and you keep going. Well, he started to experience the benefit of running, and his whole outlook changed on life. And he decided life was worth living. See, we are to run and not stop. Because they who have hope in the Lord, they will run and they will not grow weary. Now, growing weary is a lot different from just being weary. Because we all get what? Tired. But the problem arises is when we allow the weary to be that which we rest upon. And we allow weary to direct our steps rather than our hope in God. Because weary will come, but it will not stay in the heart that trusts and hopes in God. Because we look at it this way. I will not be fashioned in my trust in God on the foundation of how I feel. I'm going to grow in God by what He proclaims about who He is and who He is in me. And when I get tired, it will not be that which feeds me. God will give me strength to press on. You been there? You know what I'm talking about? You're running and you say, faith is not something that I'm willing to give up. I will run even when I feel like what? Stopping. And God has promised in His word that we will run and not grow weary. Those who place their hope in God. We defeat fear and stress when we run. Worship, true worship, is running the race of faith and not stopping. We all have times where we check out, but we don't grow there. We don't stay there by God's grace. But there are some that have gotten weary and just hung it up. No more. Because their hope was placed in something else other than God. Isaiah 40:31 again. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Thank you, Lord. They will soar on wings like eagles. Thank you, Lord. They will run and not grow weary. Praise you, Jesus. They will walk and not be faint. Now, that's a promise, because this road's been hard, right? I am so tired, right? We've been there? And as I get old, I just guess it's just going to not be gold. It's just going to be old and pain and, right? I mean, let's be logical about it. Aging stinks, right? And if we just sat down and thought about the scenario, you know, I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to be young, and I'm going to have energy and strength, and I'm going to just do the best I can, and all of a sudden something's going to start hurting so bad that I don't know what to do. And let's take it a little bit further. I can't remember the things that I once remembered. And then eventually people start taking me on visits to these things called nursing homes. And I realize, if I live long enough, is that where I'm going to be? I mean, come on. That doesn't seem right, does it? You know, you look at a life that has been dedicated to God and you walk and visit them and they don't even remember your name. There's not a lot of hope in that. Until you walk it with God. You know, I always said, my grandmother, she lost her memory and her heart, which was my mom. She had other kids, but I could see it in her eyes. Mama, I think mama was number one. My mama cherished her mama. Taught me how to respect her through how she respected her mama. And I remember visits to my grandma. Seemed like there were these dramatic changes that would happen. And my mom would have to step in and do things that my grandmother used to do. And then her mind started going. We would visit, and then she would not know who I was. And I thought, that's okay. She knows who my mama is. That's okay. I can handle that. And then she drifted and drifted till when we visited, she didn't know my mama's name. And then I remember going into that nursing home, and my grandmother was sitting there in a wheelchair holding a little plastic doll baby. And her attentiveness was to that little plastic doll baby. She didn't know who we were. And I thought, Lord, I always heard that she trusted you. And I'll never forget this, standing by her bed with my mom. All of a sudden, my grandmother, she didn't know our names. She didn't speak to us anymore when we went there. All of a sudden, I saw her eyes look forward to the sky. She said, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. And then it dawned on me, she didn't forget Jesus' name. And then God gave me a real, real blessing. She started singing a hymn, sang every verse in every chorus without skipping a beat. I think God gave that for me. Even if she couldn't sing, he would, I mean, talking about if I didn't have that experience, he allowed me to see where her trust really lied and where her hope was. And I always said, you know, my mama is so precious and trusting and serving to you, God. You're not going to let her have that course that her mama had. And then it started. Some folks in the church called me, Pastor, is your mom okay? And I'm like, what do you mean? I think she's forgetting things. And I'm like, I think she's okay. Until those calls became more frequent, and then I had to accept that was the path my mom was on. And through it, she never got to the point where she forgot my name. And in that, our Barbara's name, there were times she would get confused. One time I was her brother. And it was a good thing because I knew she loved that brother a lot. And the thing that I saw through that, Jesus was with her when her body was weary. Jesus was with her when things were being taken away. Because she had established in her heart from a young age throughout her life who her hope would be placed in. So when age came, things were taken away, she was okay. She was okay. And I know, speaking right now, she's with Jesus without a doubt. That memory's back in capacity that she never had on this earth. And I'm going to see her again. So when life stinks, when life gets you weary, don't lose your hope. Because your hope is in God who transcends the struggles and the winds that this life will present to us. Never let anything cause you not to walk your faith. Never let anything cause you to take a side path for a season to say, I'm just going to sit this one out for a while. Never let that happen. You know, yesterday I was watching all these sports games and thousands upon thousands of students cheering their team and celebrating their team, packed in, nothing covering their faces, and they were celebrating what? Football. Yet, many that were sitting in those stands have already resolved in their heart and their mind, I will not enter a church again until this thing is over. And I'm telling you right now, man doesn't want this thing to be over. Satan wants it to continue until the pattern of walking and worshiping in the gathering is eliminated. But I know this, those who have placed their hope in the Lord will find a way to worship God. No doubt, they will. They will. They will find a way to worship God. Fear will make us weary. To be faint is to grow to a place of exhaustion. To be or to become exhausted. And we've all been there at times where I can't go any further. I'm what? Spent. I'm exhausted. And I, no doubt, when a person has reached that place, here's the issue. Are they walking in their faith? Or has faith in some other light been that which is illuminating their hearts? What light, look at me a minute, please. What light is reaching your eyes? And what light is reaching your heart? Just think throughout the week when your attention is focused in on something and you allow that light to come within you, the source of that light will determine where your hope is set. And may we never stop walking and seeking the light of the living Word of God entering our hearts and giving us strength to continue. See, we press through the weary to find the joy. The joy will be there for those who walk and continue to walk. Hope and faith will always make us stronger. When we fear, and when stress comes to conquer us, we will defeat fear and stress when we walk and not stop. See, worship is walking daily in our faith, because this reality is what hits us if we don't. When we stop hoping, when we stop renewal, when, say that word with me, we stop hoping, when we stop renewal, when we stop soaring, when the winds come, we say, that's enough, I'm out. When God has provided that wind as an aid to make you stronger, when we stop running, understanding faith is a course, it is a process, it is that which we have committed to, not to quit, but to finish. And also, when we stop walking, we stop worshiping. Isn't it good that worship is more than just singing a song? Right? I love singing songs, man. We have such quality in our worship team here. Heart and gift, it's a blessing. But worship is more than a song. See, when people sing that are in hope, in renewal, that have understood the power of soaring, that are running, that are walking, that worship's sweet, isn't it? Those songs are sweet. Did you not feel that here today? Our stress and fear fall away in the worship of our loving, perfect, and almighty God. How blessed are we to have the God that we have? The perfect God that we have, the God of love. So when we worship God, we proclaim to fear, fear, I will not surrender my hope in God. No matter how big you look and how tough you look, I'm not surrendering my hope in God. Now, I got to get on this really quick, but I saw the terrible event last night that happened in Georgia. And the image that I left that game with, was, I don't know if it was 99 Georgia player. The guy was a giant. And he was giantly hurting us all night. And you know the thing that I saw in the hearts of, you know, I say our players, right? Somebody said, I root for Clemson. Is that they didn't give up. They kept pressing through. So fear will come and say, shut up, give up, and surrender to me. But we will not surrender our hope in God. Fear is of no hope to us. When we worship God, we proclaim to the liar and to the lies that will try to lead us in their control, I will not surrender God's truth. That which guides me is not going to be the manipulation of man. That which guides me is going to be the heart of God, the truth of God. And no demonic force is going to strategize my demise, because my hope is not in the father of lies or in my fallen heart. My hope is in my precious Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the truth, and I will not surrender the truth. And then also, when we worship God, we proclaim bribery. I will not surrender God's wisdom. You can try to buy me all you want, but you're not going to what? Get me. You're not going to come and tempt me and say, just do this and you what? You get what? This. No, no, no. Because I will not surrender God's wisdom by the manipulation of bribery and lies. And then lastly, when we worship God, we proclaim. Remember, fear's goal is to control. We proclaim, if someone comes and they try fear to manipulate, if that doesn't work, then they'll utilize lies, and that'll be teamed with fear. But then if we're not doing what they want us to do, they'll try to bribe us to do it. They'll try to get our eyes on this shiny thing over here where we get our eyes off of the wisdom of God. And if that doesn't work, they're so frustrated, they're going to grab us and they're going to what? Force us. But guess what? Force, I will not surrender God's control in my life. There is no will of the enemy that's going to make his case to get me to surrender God's control. And when I say that collectively in our hearts. We, as God's people, will not succumb to force. And we've seen it throughout Scripture. When all of these forces were used to control, we see godly examples that stood. And when force came and they could not break the hold that came, their hearts and their spirit would not surrender to their control. Stephen, being stoned, did not surrender God's control to the control of man. Daniel in the lion's den, though he was cast down outside of his ability, he was thrown there. He continued to trust in God's control. Because if he didn't, he would have surrendered and would have obeyed the government that was seeking his demise. And then we see this. Force, I will not surrender God's control. Defeating fear by the beauty of true worship, the heart of worship. And I'm going to ask if we can just stand this morning, and as we prepare to sing this song of honor and praise to God, I want to move into this proclamation and prayer unto God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If this is in your heart, if this is something that is part of the hope that is in you, you in your own way proclaim this unto God. Lord, we will hope in you. In your own way, just let God know that you're not going to surrender your hope in him. No matter what comes, your hope is going to remain in the Lord. Father, we pray, if our hope has been placed in anything else, illuminate our understanding to see how that is our demise, and give us strength to return to the true hope of you. Lord, we will be renewed. Lord, we will seek your renewal in our lives each and every day. For you are the energy, the strength that is renewable daily in our lives. And we say, come, Lord, and show us the path of being in your light, being in the presence of your wind, letting your living word, that living water that you are, nurture us and renew us. And Lord, we pray this, we will soar. Something happened this week where you thought, this is it, this is just too much. And that wind came and it was trying to push you down, trying to put you so far down. But may God let you see that wind as he sees it. And raise up your head and look to him, because he is where our hope is in. It's not in any man. It is not in the conditions that we find ourselves in, no. Look up, O child of God, to the one that is worthy for your hope to be entrusted to. And let that wind lift you to the heights that God has destined. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that. Receive that. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we will run this race. We will experience sometimes that feeling of quitting. But as we continue for that finish line, strength renews. Strength comes. That lifting of our spirits is destined as we continue to run in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we proclaim this morning that we will walk our faith. Faith will not be an ideology that is stored within our minds. Faith will be that which is active in our lives. Action, action, action. And even when we sit, we invite your strength to give us feet that move forward. And never, never stop the pursuit of you, Lord Jesus, in our lives. Oh, season one of God, where grace came and touched you so young, have you lost that first love that was entrusted to you? Have you found a way to form a faith that you are comfortable with, but God is not comfortable with that form of faith? Have you found a place of settle that God has told you many times, stand up, move forward, and change the course that you're on? For what I have formed in you has a destiny. Do not let your ability override my ability in you. For though you feel satisfied, I am not satisfied. For the places that I've called you to be are still ahead for you. So why have you stopped? Why have you settled? For hope shines out by the power of my grace to cause you to arise. You know if you remain in the setting that you're in, only destruction will come. Break that hold by the power that I offer you. Say unto me, come, Lord Jesus, and break it. There are forces of hell that have tried to wrap it in ways telling you that they're untiable, they're unbreakable, they are nothing to me. They will fall as you surrender your hunger and thirst to me and not to that which is holding you. Freedom is yours, and the future is extremely bright. The darkness that has come to surround you is a lie. You're free. Walk in it. Lord Jesus, we proclaim we will worship you. Can we say that?